Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Thousands of people attended the funeral yesterday of Riverside Police Officer Michael Crane. He was one of four people Christopher Dorner is suspected of killing as part of a vendetta against the LAPD. Now that Dorner is believed to be dead, law enforcement from across the western U.S. turned up to pay their respects, along with politicians and folks from the community at large. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
Riverside police officers were the last to file into the enormous nave of Grove Community Church. Facing their fallen comrade's flag-draped casket, the officers stood silently for several minutes before finally taking their seats. Riverside Police Chief Sergio Diaz addressed Officer Crane's two young children directly. He spoke of their father's kindness, his dedication to duty, and his fierce loyalty to fellow officers.
Your dad was a tough guy, and because he was tough, he knew he could be kind and gentle. I have no doubt that that's what he wishes for you, to be kind and gentle. Just as he was kind and respectful to his trainees and to the citizens that we serve, so was he with his buddies. They miss him already.
In addition to his police work, Crane served two tours of duty with the U.S. Marine Corps. Friends and colleagues also remembered him as an exceedingly generous person. He'd literally give you the shirt off his back, said one friend. Then he'd give you his shoes. Crane's wife, Regina, says she felt she had the perfect marriage, one that only seemed to improve with time. "We renewed our love every day," she said. Yet something haunted her.
I just kept waiting. It just seemed too perfect. And I just kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. Something's gonna make this not as wonderful as I thought it was. It just seemed like a dream.
During a late-night patrol last week, a gunman, believed to be ex-LAPD officer Christopher Dorner, pulled alongside Crane's patrol car and opened fire, killing the officer and severely wounding his 27-year-old partner. The ambush occurred shortly after Dorner allegedly opened fire on two other officers in the nearby city of Corona. In an online rant, Dorner vowed to wage war on police in retaliation for his dismissal from the LAPD 4 years ago. Authorities eventually tracked Dorner to the mountain town of Big Bear, where the accused murderer is believed to have been killed Tuesday after a fierce standoff with sheriff's deputies. Authorities recovered human remains after searching the burned-out cabin where he's believed to have barricaded himself. Standing near his squad car after the memorial service for Michael Crane, Officer Roger Nakamura from the neighboring city of Rialto expressed relief that the chase for Dorner appears to be over.
Now we can actually kind of ease up on everything because, I mean, we were on tack alert for at least over a week, you know, wondering if it's like, okay, where's he going to pop up next or who's going to be next, so to speak. Everybody, all the agencies did whatever they could just enough to help out and get this guy, you know, into custody.
Officer Crane was laid to rest at Riverside National Cemetery with full military honors. A memorial for the sheriff's detective, killed in Tuesday's standoff, has not yet been scheduled. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside.
Earlier this week, we asked you, the listeners, for your thoughts about those lionizing Christopher Dorner on social media. Stephen Nomura of Berkeley wrote, quote, "I find it repugnant. How can individuals justify the killing of innocents and policemen doing their job?" Gordon Wagner writes, quote, "I'm surprised at the breadth and strength of public support for Chris Dorner. I think the LAPD is also. I knew they had a very bad reputation, but I didn't realize how deep that sentiment ran until now." We can't include every comment on the California Report broadcast, but we do read them, and we invite you to comment about all the stories we cover on our Facebook page. As the clock ticks down toward the full rollout of the Affordable Care Act next year, Covered California has posted new details about the kinds of individual insurance policies that will be available on the insurance exchange. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has the details.
Will your health plan be platinum, gold, silver, or bronze? That's what residents who plan to shop for coverage with Covered California will decide this fall. The Affordable Care Act established these tiers. Now state officials are filling in the details specific to the Golden State. For example, a platinum plan would have the highest premium, but no deductibles and low copays. A bronze plan would have the lowest premium and the highest deductibles and copays. But every plan would offer the same essential benefits, like preventative care and mental health treatment. And to protect people from financial ruin if they get very sick, the plans have fixed out-of-pocket maximums. Peter Lee runs Covered California.
We're changing the focus of health insurance from being a shell game, hiding from consumers what's covered and what's not covered, to being about health insurance providing the best care possible to help people stay healthy, get care when they need it, and lower costs.
Insurers have a different take. Patrick Johnston with the California Association of Health Plans says all the new rules could increase premiums. But James Guest, president of the consumer watchdog group Consumers Union, says the plans are historic.
For putting consumer needs first and foremost, bravo, Covered California.
Anyone not covered by an employer or Medi-Cal can buy the plans. Millions of middle and lower income Californians are expected to qualify for federal subsidies to help with premiums. Enrollment begins in October, and the new plans start up in January. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
The federal government has awarded California's Housing Finance Agency $12 million to pilot a new housing program. Spokeswoman Melissa Flores says the cash will help pay rent for about 335 low-income people with disabilities so they can leave institutional care without ending up on the streets.
Often in California, because of the high cost of housing, we find that folks end up having difficulty being able to afford the housing that they need to go back to.
Finally, today, DataQuick reports would-be landlords prowling for bargains in the bottom of the housing market are finding the pickings slim. New foreclosure actions have plummeted thanks to the state's homeowner Bill of Rights. That means inventory is tight and home prices are rising. Great news if you're a homeowner, not so great if you're looking to buy or rent. That's the California Report for Thursday, February 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. Celebrating the 2013 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.